Christ is among us, I don't think there's any one of us who doesn't enjoy going to a wedding. To the service, to the banquet, to the dancing. It's a time of great joy, of expectation even. And often, Christ Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a wedding. We go through the scriptures, we'll see how he again and again compares the kingdom of God to a wedding. Today is one of those days where he begins by saying the kingdom of God can be likened not simply to the wedding, but to the wedding feast that is being given by a king for his son, who has slain the fatted calf, slain all the animals, all the meal is ready. And he invites all these people, and they don't come. And not only do they not come, but they treat his servants shamefully and kill them. And Christ Jesus says that this lot will be dealt with by the king, and they will wail and gnash their teeth. And so he invites others. And he says, even the good and the bad. So not just the people I like, but even the bad people, the king invites to the wedding feast. And lo, he sees one person there who's without the wedding garment. What are you doing here without a wedding garment? And there are several layers to this gospel reading. But the one I want to focus on today is seeing the wedding banquet as the Eucharist. Because this is a banquet that we celebrate. There's food. There's wine in a cup and bread on a dish. There's even a red napkin that we use, and a spoon and a knife. All the things of a banquet that God offers to us. For in the Holy Liturgy, it no longer remains bread and wine, but becomes God himself. It's not the fatted calf or the lamb or the steak, but God. God comes down to earth in the appearance of bread and wine that we receive today. And the saints of the church have understood that though we are baptized in Christ, how we soil our baptismal garment and darken it by our sins, by our following our will rather than God's will, by us following our selfishness rather than God's selflessness. And during the first 4 days of Great and Holy Week at the Masses, there's a hymn that comes from this gospel. It says, I see that your wedding chamber is all arrayed, O my Savior. Again, a wedding chamber, a wedding. It's all arrayed. It's beautiful. But we say, I have no garment so that I could enter there. And so we ask God, you God, make the vesture of my soul radiant, giver of life, save me. Because we can never make ourselves worthy of the banquet. We can never make ourselves worthy of God. Even if we were sinless, we would still be unworthy. Because he is the creator, and we are the created. What we offer is our preparation, our fasting for a little bit, a few hours really, when you look at the span of time, our prayers and time, to prepare ourselves But we come here to church not thoughtlessly, carelessly, blithely, coming into the church as though this were any old place in the world, a Meijer or a Walmart, a restaurant or a bar. But this, God's house, we prepare ourselves. And we ask Him, Lord, You make me. Make the vesture of my soul radiant. You, by Your worthiness, make me worthy to come to You, to approach. And we understand some of this further in the invitation to Holy Communion. When the body of Christ is raised up from the discourse, and you hear the words, holy things for the holy. We've just gone through the whole liturgy, saying to God, holy are You and all holy. He's all holy. And we say, holy things for the holy. And what do we say in response? Only one is holy. And that is Jesus Christ. And He, in His holiness, clothes us with Himself and asks us to come to the banquet. He invites us not to ignore Him, not to ignore His invitation that He constantly gives to us to turn to Him, to come to Him, to receive Him. Not to receive His gifts, but to receive Him Himself. Saint Porphyrios said in his prayer to God, he says, God, I don't want Your gifts. I want You. I want You in me. And this is what we receive, beloved, when we come to the Holy Eucharist, when we come to the wedding banquet. We receive God Himself. Constantly in an awareness of two things. One, God is holy and all holy, the only holy one. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. And two, have mercy on me, the sinner. Because I am the sinner and I will never be worthy. But I come forward, Lord, because You command me. It is You, Lord, who have invited me. You who are not making a suggestion. Take, eat. Drink of this. Those are imperatives. They are commands from God. Eat this, My body. Drink this, My blood. Because He tells us, unless we eat His body and drink His blood, we do not have Him in the fullness of His life. Beloved, next time we get an invitation to a wedding, let's remember that this is a wedding banquet also. Every time. Every time. And God invites us to His banquet again and again. And though we might ignore Him, He invites us again. And He invites us again, constantly, over and over, He turns to us. See His humility, His self-emptiness. He is constantly turning to us, pull us to Himself. Whether we come or do not is up to us. Indeed, we are unworthy of Him, yet He commands us to come. To prepare ourselves and come to receive Him, that we may have life and have it to the full. To Him be glory, honor, and worship of the Father and the Spirit, through the ages.